Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks in a way that actually makes sense for long-term investors. Today we're diving deep into McCormick & Company, ticker MKC, a name that's been quietly seasoning portfolios for generations, but has faced some real questions lately about growth. McCormick just reported its second quarter results and reaffirmed the full-year outlook, yet shares have still struggled over the past year, with performance lagging the broader market. We're going to look at the numbers, the business segments, valuation, and whether this staple name deserves a spot in your watch list right now. McCormick & Company is the global leader in flavor with a portfolio that spans everything from consumer spices and seasonings you see on grocery shelves to industrial flavor solutions used by food manufacturers. The company operates in two main segments: consumer, which includes retail products like spices, herbs, and seasoning mixes, and flavor solutions, which serves the food service and packaged food industries. Headquartered in Hunt Valley, Maryland, McCormick has grown through both organic innovation and strategic acquisitions, and it continues to pay a reliable dividend that currently yields around 3.6%. Breaking down the latest full-year revenue shows the consumer segment contributing roughly $3.95 billion, while flavor solutions added about $2.89 billion. Geographically, the Americas dominate at nearly $4.87 billion, followed by Europe, Middle East, and Africa at $1.27 billion, and Asia-Pacific at $704 million. Recent quarters have seen sales growth boosted by acquisitions and currency effects, though organic growth has remained more modest as pricing and volume trends in the core categories stay somewhat soft. On the earnings side, McCormick delivered solid second quarter results, with net sales jumping 16.7% year-over-year, helped by acquisitions and foreign exchange. Adjusted margins held up well thanks to operational improvements, and management reaffirmed its 2026 outlook, signaling confidence that the business can deliver steady results even in a cautious consumer environment. Over the past several years, earnings per share have hovered in the 2.52 to 2.94 range, showing resilience, but also limited acceleration. Management commentary from the recent earnings call highlighted continued focus on innovation, brand building, and efficiency initiatives. They pointed to strong performance in key flavor platforms and noted that the recently announced industry merger dynamics could actually strengthen McCormick's position as a defensive play with iconic brands. The tone remained constructive on the long-term outlook, while acknowledging that near-term consumer spending patterns remain uneven. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flow, McCormick generates healthy free cash flow, with the most recent fiscal year showing operating cash flow above $960 million and solid conversion from net income. The company carries a reasonable debt load relative to equity, maintains a current ratio near 0.78, and continues to return capital through dividends and modest share activity. Gross margins have stayed in the mid-30s percent range, supporting consistent profitability even as input costs fluctuate. For valuation, we used a forward PE approach as the primary model with DCF as support, given McCormick's mature compounder profile and availability of analyst estimates. Model confidence is high because the setup fits a stable, dividend-paying business with positive free cash flow history. The current price sits around $45, while the model puts fair value somewhere in the low 50s range. That leaves a modest gap, suggesting the stock is trading a bit below our rough fair value estimate. Key drivers include a forward multiple set at a reasonable discount to historical averages to reflect slower organic growth, modest improvement in EV/EBITDA assumptions, and normalized free cash flow conversion around 85% of net income. On the SWOT front, McCormick's strengths include its powerful brand portfolio, consistent dividend history, and strong distribution network. Weaknesses center on muted organic growth and heavy reliance on acquisitions for top-line momentum. Opportunities lie in flavor innovation and potential synergies from industry consolidation, while threats include shifting consumer preferences, input cost volatility, and broader retail softness that could pressure volumes. Over the past year, the stock has declined more than 34%, with weaker 6-month and 5-year returns as well. Short-term momentum has improved recently with a nearly 10% gain over the past month, but the longer-term chart still shows underperformance relative to the packaged foods peer group. My take is that McCormick remains a high-quality defensive name with a durable moat in flavors, but the growth story feels capped until organic sales accelerate more convincingly. At current levels around $45, the valuation looks reasonable, with maybe 10 to 20% upside to our ballpark fair value, though assumption changes around multiples or growth rates can swing that target noticeably. For income-focused investors, the dividend provides a nice cushion, yet I would still wait for clearer signs of sustained organic momentum before making it a core position. Overall, McCormick offers stability and a reliable payout, but it may not deliver the exciting growth some investors are seeking right now. If you're building a defensive consumer staples allocation, it's worth keeping on the list, especially on any further dips. Thanks for watching. Hit the like button if this breakdown helped, and subscribe for more in-depth stock analysis every week. Catch you in the next one.